This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Hello, Dane. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
So, yeah, I got a funny one for you. When I was younger, I think I was either 13 or 16, I had to outrun an elephant for my life because it was going to trample me to death.
Well, you definitely had to outrun it for your life. I'm assuming you were somewhere in Africa?
Yes, that'd be correct. I was in Mozambique, I believe. And essentially, during the middle of the day, most animals kind of go to sleep. It's hot out there, so they kind of sleep during mid-afternoon. And so as we're going around looking for different animals, we all stop and take our nap at the same time as the animals do. So we're all rested up against a tree on this little hill. And so it's me and my dad, a professional hunter, and they fall asleep instantaneously. I can't fall asleep because there's ants crawling all over me. And so I finally just jump up and kind of brush these ants off, and I look behind this little hill, and I scare this elephant that happened to be 20 yards away from me. And so I instantaneously woke up my dad and the guide and got them running. We ran probably about 50 yards to the back of the pickup truck, jumped in the back of the pickup truck, and the tractors just hauled to get out of there because we were being chased by an elephant.
How long did it give chase?
Oh, this is not the news I need.
How long was what?
How long did it give chase after you take off in the truck? I'm sure it still kept coming for a little while, right?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, after we got in the truck, jumped in the back of the pickup truck, it probably chased us for a good 50, 100 yards or so before it realized that we were moving too fast.
And how fast, based on your best estimate, how many miles an hour do you think this thing's running?
Actually, not that fast, but it would, I'd probably be like, 17 miles an hour?
Okay, faster than you. That's the only issue. Like, look, if it can outrun you, even if it's slow, that's a problem. Well, look, Miles is going on safari in just a couple of months. What advice would you give Miles?
Don't stay out late at night. I've been hunted by a lion twice, and don't make an elephant angry.
By what? Just getting up and brushing ants off my legs? That pisses them off? I think that's a fair thing to do if I'm covered in ants.
Miles, are you on like overnight safari?
Yes.
How long? How many days is this thing?
I don't know. Five or six, seven, something. I don't know.
What do you? And sir, you've been hunted by these lions. What do you mean? Don't go out at night. Like he needs to stay in his tent.
We were in like fast cabin.
All right. What if a bar is a fourth of a mile walk away? Is it worth a walk? Would you risk your life?
All right, Dane, let me ask you this. Would, say you're, instead of being in like a hut, you're in a canvas tent. Do you feel safe at all at night?
Kinda.
Really? Why? Well, what is it about a canvas tent that would prevent a lion if it decided to want to get in there? What's the thing that stops it?
Really nothing, but at least you don't have mosquitoes crawling over
you. All right. I was also told that I need to wear everything that looks like the environment. So there's a reason that people don't wear like bright red shirts or anything like that. You got to dress like sand. So apparently I need to be head to toe in khaki. Is that correct?
It really doesn't matter.
You don't think so? Okay.
All right, just one more question. What if somebody was having like a cigarette? Would that attract or deter a lion?
Once again, you know, I've just been there on safari myself. I'm not a lion specialist. I don't think it would do either, but that's just my opinion. I think if anything, it'd probably deter them because it's like, well, that smells gross.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, just like women.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. We're just taking Miles' risk factors into account.
Right. Yeah, so what are you going to do? Because look.
What if I start
smoking? You're not going to know. All right. Mm-hmm. You don't know. Like, we're both smokers. I get it. Then you're like, look, man, I've been trying. I'm Nick Fitting. It's midnight. I can't fall asleep. I really, really, really want a cigarette. Would you unzip the tent and give yourself, all right, just 5 minutes. Keep in mind, you're right outside of the tent.
Yeah,
right?
You're
not wandering away. You're going to go for it.
I mean, what if I got to poop?
Yo, what do you do if you have to poop? I'm in a tent.
I'm more worried about that. I'm more worried about being eaten alive while I'm taking a crap.
Because I think pooping would attract them, right?
Are you staying in cabins or those tents?
I don't know yet. Depends on what the night and where we are.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. So there's
We are in the waning days of this show. Miles is not coming back from Africa.
He took a dump and he was attacked by it, dragged off into the woods, man.
I think it's a double-edged sword, and they ate his poop, too. I mean, that's a double-edged sword, right? Because you might wake up in the middle of the night and be like, screw it, I'm going to sneak in a cig. Then it's like, oh, crap, I got a crap.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Because
look, if you guys woke up and I'm smoking in the tent, you'd be irritated, but I think we could all understand.
Sure.
If I woke up and you're pooping in the tent, like, bro, at this point, you got to take your life in your hands. You cannot poop in this tent with me in the tent.
I'm going out there with a 5-gallon bucket from Home Depot and a pool noodle. You know, I'm doing it right. I'm relaxing.
Do they give you a weapon?
No, most of them. They're not going to give you a weapon.
The pool noodle probably is what I got.
I don't know, man.
I feel like you go on safari, like, slide me a 45.
Hey, man, I told you, the one I read, this lady, I think it was a 3-day safari, whatever it was, but it was a walking safari, and her guide, who she said was very knowledgeable, but she noticed he does not have a weapon. He has a stick, but she goes, as best I can tell, I don't know what a stick will protect you from on an African safari. There's elephants, there's rhinos. There's the stick doesn't do anything. And one thing, Miles, and I just want to know if this is true. She just said, look, during the day, to his point, most of the animals are sleeping, right? So you see gazelles and zebras, they're doing their thing because most of the predators are asleep. But she said at night, you hear these lions roaring, you can hear hyenas, and they're doing whatever animals do. But then every once in a while, you just hear that final blood-curdling scream of some animal getting ripped to shreds. And she's like, But the thing is, the guide was like, all right, you know, it's whatever time. This is time to get shut-eye. Like, his ass was out, you know? Didn't matter. And she's like, man, I can't sleep hearing animals being ripped apart.
The locals are just going to hear nothing but Miles screaming, Jesus Christ!
And they won't even notice.
In the middle of the night.
It's like if you live next to a subway, like, you don't hear it anymore. But people come to visit you, and you're like, God, man, that train's so loud. So I think the guide's like, yeah, I mean, sure, lions are killing things, dude. But it's white noise. You just sleep through it. Man, you can.
I'm going to serenade him or something. I'll figure it out.
If you make it back.
A wee moe.
You're going to be tired.
What was the animals that caused the problem? 206-803-ROCK.
Miles' last words were him screaming, Hakuna Matata! Hakuna Matata!
I came because I missed the rains. Lion's mouth.
I know Simba.
But Simba was a bitch.
He goes out fighting.
James Earl Jones is dead.
Don't give him that news.
Yeah, I know.
I do like the idea of the lion, like two lions surrounding you, and you're just like, all right, hang on. Let me light up one before you eat me.
Just let me finish this.
You go first.
You know, Detroit's never won a Super Bowl, Lions.
Don't tell them that.
No.
Well, if they're going to eat them anyhow, you might as well give them some business.
I think if you tell them good news.
I'm not going to piss them
off.
It's
a little different.
Dan Campbell's a bitch. I'd be more afraid of Dan Campbell than a lion.
Yeah, no kidding.
First round eliminated.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, that's why you don't walk around his neighborhood at night. You might get hunted by a Dan Campbell.
That's right. And that guy had to move because those idiot fans.
I know.
That's brutal.
Right? It wasn't even the fans. It turns out it was one of his kids'
friends at school or
associates. Was it a friend or someone who knew? I can't imagine my friend calling the SWAT team to my house under some false pretense.
What was the animal or animals that caused the problem? 206-803-RUN.
You're also not a teenager.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. By the way, Miles, someone checked in. They usually make fires at the safari camps at night. Just smoke by the fire.
Smoke by the fire.
And all the tents usually have a shower and a bathroom aside, so you usually don't have to worry about getting caught with your pants down. What about masturbating?
All right, look, I got a
That'd
line
be the worst
I got a line
They ripped my penis off.
I might jump in the fire.
Oh, my God.
If there's a lion, man.
All right, come get me.
I just feel like on safari, man, I would rather have like a ring of fire and we sit in the middle. You know what I mean? As opposed to, because there's a fire, but we're in a ring around it. So there's no real deterrent for the animal. Like, yeah, you're not in the fire, homeboy.
The thing is, you can't sit facing the fire. You got to sit with your back to it. Look around.
Yeah.
That's a weird way to sit at a fire. I've never done reverse sitting in a fire.
I think you'd be down
with it.
I mean,
I've done it before as it was cold. I wanted to warm up my butt.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's it.
Momentarily. The whole time, I'm saying.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey Sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.